University of Warwick podcast series on well-being, developed by the Counselling Service. This episode is focused on self-esteem.
Self-esteem reflects the intrinsic belief in the self, so the overall opinion and value of a person. Possessing a healthy capacity for good self-esteem involves self-respect, self-acceptance, and appreciation of self-worth that embraces both strengths and limitations. A person with good enough self-esteem is able to feel good, even in the face of adversity. For example, when life events seem difficult, they still value themselves as good enough. In contrast, someone with chronic low self-esteem in a similar situation may feel overwhelmed with negativity. Common elements of low self-esteem include negative thoughts and beliefs about oneself, devaluing of self-worth, poor opinion of oneself, self-doubt and condemnation, neediness and seeking out reassurance from others, self-criticism, a propensity for depressive thinking and hopelessness, an inclination to perfectionism, and a distorted worldview. Low self-esteem usually develops from early life messages about being unacceptable in some way that hold and strengthen over time, therefore developing the sense of low self-worth. So, how can a person move out of low self-esteem? Possessing a healthy self-esteem does not necessarily mean feeling happy and positive, but rather that even in times when we feel sad or low, our intrinsic belief in our worthwhile self remains intact. Moving out of chronic low self-esteem may be helped by the following things. Reflecting on the reasons for the low self-esteem. Maybe thinking through early life experiences. Reviewing the negative beliefs and thoughts that hold low self-esteem locked in, and then disputing them. For example, I am inferior, could change to, I am okay as I am. Monitoring self-critical, anxious thinking. Perhaps keep a written log. And counter such negativity with self-acceptance and positivity to practice healthy self-esteem beliefs. Considering lifestyle changes to include healthy options for body, mind and spirit. And planning to do something enjoyable that is empowering and self-nourishing and makes you feel good about yourself.
Please see the Warwick Counselling Service website for further information and links to sources of support both within and outside of the university. You may also find it helpful to talk to a counsellor in the service. We offer individual appointments, group therapy, email counselling and run workshops throughout term time focused on specific issues. You can register for counselling directly on the website or telephone the service on 02476 523 761.